With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. We begin with the results of today's COVID-19 test, 701 results in. Since our last report on Friday, there were 6 positives, all travelers. Tomorrow, we're expecting the next shipment of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines. Clinics are expected to resume on the 17th, that's Thursday. But initially, they'll be offering second doses only through the 19th of June. First and second doses, as we've reported, are expected to be offered starting again on the 21st of June. You can get the latest vaccination schedule from hsa.ky. After photos on social media of travelers in quarantine on board a boat, police, public health, and travel command say they've investigated and there was no breach of the isolation protocols. A joint press release says the pictures were taken on a boat that was dry docked at the private residence where the travelers were in quarantine. Officials say people who are in quarantine are allowed to enter their private yard as long as it is not a shared space and has the adequate social distance from neighboring properties. Anyone seeking clarification can reach out to the Travel Command team by email, travel.support@gov.ky, or call 945-0556.
I pray that the momentum will continue and we get an even larger majority of our people vaccinated and protected. Mass vaccination of our people is hugely important for us to open the borders this year, and indeed, we must reopen this year.
The opposition today weighs in on the reopening of the borders, calling for a reopening date of September 1st, albeit one with some conditions. At a press conference today, Leader of the Opposition, the Honorable Roy McTaggart, outlined the opposition's thoughts on what should happen and when.
A published planned border reopening date of September 1st, 2021. Tourists and residents arriving in the Cayman Islands on or after that date with proof that they have been vaccinated within guidelines set by public health, will be able to land without the need to quarantine.
Mr. McTaggart says public health would also need to advise on what testing requirements would be required based on vaccination status, with quarantine as appropriate in place for those who are unvaccinated. The opposition believes that setting a date now that we're close to the 70% fully vaccinated number is appropriate and allows time for more vaccinations to occur and for the islands to prepare for a return to stayover tourism. Mr. McTaggart also criticized the current government for not announcing its plans to reopen the borders.
The government's silence on most things, but especially on reopening, creates genuine concern for people and businesses needing to plan and have a real hope for tourism restarting this year, thereby giving them hope for survival. Every day, we hear from people from all walks of life on their frustrations and concern about the government's silence.
Also in attendance from the opposition, former Premier Eldon McLaughlin, former Tourism Minister Moses Kirkconnell, former Health Minister Dwayne Seymour, and former Commerce and Infrastructure Minister Joseph Hugh. The new premier calls for diversity, equity, and inclusion on government-appointed bodies. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins has the details.
As a result of a proposal brought by Premier Honorable Wayne Panton, Cabinet will focus on inclusion and diversity when appointing members to national boards, tribunals, commissions, and committees. The decision is backed by a preliminary review of 69 national boards, tribunals, commissions, and committees by the Policy Coordination Unit. The PCU review found that out of 446 voting members, excluding ex officio / public servants, 61% are males and 39% are females. Out of the 69 boards, tribunals, commissions, and committees, males dominated at the top of governance structures. 69% of those who held the role of chairperson were male compared to 31% being female. Males also outnumbered females in the position of deputy chairperson by a margin of 63% to 37%. Mr. Panton noted that Cabinet is also committed to carrying through and strengthening government policies that provide for the inclusion, participation, and equal representation of persons with disabilities, older persons, and youth. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
At present, we're told data on other demographics, such as disability status and age, are not reported during the selection and appointment process for governance structures. So only an analysis of males and females was possible at this time. The newest Cayman Islands ministry, tasked with developing strategic initiatives, creating new legislation and policy, and reforming delivery of government services, sets aside 3 days for extensive staff training. Details from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Minister for Investment, Innovation and Social Development, the Honourable Andre Ebanks, tells Radio Cayman the new entity will provide an opportunity to enable all segments of society to benefit from prosperity and economic growth, with the potential to be a, quote, powerful engine that can propel the country forward.
It's key for this new ministry that I'm very optimistic about, that its departments and units are aligned in benefiting and empowering all of the people of the Cayman Islands. It's imperative that we support and uplift Cayman's most vulnerable people, as well as government's assistance entities, as a top priority.
The off-site strategy planning sessions were facilitated by EY Cayman partners and staff and took place in the firm's new Wave Space area in Caymana Bay.
I applaud all those who participated in these strategy sessions with such palpable inspiration and enthusiasm for their individual subject areas, and taking stock of the bigger picture as to how these subject areas fit together and can reimagine life for many.
Chief Officer Eric Bush expressed his gratitude to EY Cayman for hosting and facilitating the sessions and to the 60 people who participated across the 3 days.
On behalf of the ministry, we are delighted to be the first in-person participants at the EY Wave Space in Cayman and grateful for the significant investment of time, effort, and resources by the EY Cayman team through the government's highly competitive procurement process.
The sessions were held June 9th through the 11th. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
In other local news, police looking for suspects in an aggravated burglary on Oak Mill Street in Georgetown. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego reports.
The incident happened shortly after 6 o'clock this morning. Police got the report that the occupant of the residence had been awoken by two masked men who had entered the home and appeared to be searching it. One of the men also appeared to be carrying a handgun. The men then fled the scene on foot, leaving with a quantity of cash, jewelry, and personal items taken from the residence. The occupant of the residence was not hurt. Police say later the same day, they got a report of an armed robbery that was reported to 911. However, it transpired that this particular report was not a new incident, but instead another report of the same aggravated burglary. The suspects are described as being of dark complexion, both slim and tall, and both wearing black clothes and masks. The matter is currently under investigation, and anyone with any information is asked to contact Georgetown CID at 949-4222. Anonymous tips can be provided directly to the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
Police say a 36-year-old Bondtown man arrested in connection with a firearms incident last week has been charged now. Police arrested him after trying to stop the vehicle he was in along Sound Way. They say he tried to get away, so they used special munitions to deflate a tire and disable the vehicle. An unlicensed firearm loaded with ammunition was recovered from the vehicle, and the man arrested on weapons, ganja, and reckless driving charges. The suspect appeared in court today, where he was remanded into custody. He is due to appear in court again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us here today to celebrate the 95th birthday of our sovereign, Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II.
A new venue this year for the Queen's Birthday Parade, in case you missed it. The traditional celebration and parade took place on West Bay Road in front of Government House. Past and new recipients of Queen's and national honors were recognized in a brief ceremony. His Excellency Governor Martin Roper presented Director of Customs and Border Control Charles Clifford with a medal recognizing him as a member of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. This for his services to Customs and Border Control, including his work on the merger of Customs and Immigration.
The men and women in the Customs and Border Control Service did a lot of work to make the merger a reality. And so, while it is my honor to accept this award, I accept it on their behalf and thank them for their service, which is very valuable to this country.
We also saw Premier the Honorable Wayne Panton, for the first time in his capacity as Chancellor of the Order of the Cayman Islands, presenting Pastor Randy Von Kennel with the Member of the Order of the Cayman Islands Award.
Deeply honored that I would be honored in this way, because I love the Cayman Islands, I love the people, and it's all been a labor of love here these years.
Deputy Governor the Honorable France Manderson also made an announcement about a new recipient of honors.
I am pleased to announce a new Queen's Honor recipient for the British Empire Medal, BEM, Mr. Mitchell Charles Davies, Director of Legal Studies of the Truman Borden Law School, for services to legal education in the Cayman Islands.
The ceremony was followed by a well-attended garden party reception on the grounds of Government House, with an estimated 800 people attending the event. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.